Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is the 63rd Psalm. O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus I have seen you in the sanctuary, to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it will go into the depths of the earth. They will be delivered over to the power of the sword. They will be a prey for foxes. But the king will rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him will glory, for the mouths of those who speak lies will be stopped.
When we fall in love, we want to spend time with the person who is the focus of our affection. Falling in love with Jesus should be no different, but believers will often hurry through Bible reading and prayer. The result is a superficial faith kept alive by habit rather than worship. To attain lasting intimacy, those of us who are Christians must approach the Lord with a sense of purpose. King David advised the leaders of Israel, "Set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God." Likewise, if we desire intimacy with the Lord, we should approach spiritual disciplines intentionally. Before opening Scripture, for example, we can ask God what He wants to say to us. We can also pray to understand His ways. He loves answering that request. And we must approach the Lord with a sense of determination. Isaiah told Yahweh, "Indeed, my spirit within me seeks you diligently." Even when we might not feel like putting time into our relationship with Christ, we must determine to do so. Those who diligently seek the Savior experience His presence frequently in their worship. Getting to know Jesus brings pure joy into a believer's life. Giving God attention and spending time with Him are ways to show the Lord we love Him. God gives us His best. We should put forth no less in return.